The UK ambassador to the United States has resigned amid an escalating diplomatic spat over leaked cables criticising the President, Donald Trump. Sir Kim Darroch says his job has become impossible following those leaks in which he described the Trump administration as clumsy and inept. The British Prime Minister, Theresa May, announced his resignation in the Parliament last night, saying Sir Kim's departure was, quote, a matter of deep regret.
Sir Kim has given a lifetime of service to the United Kingdom. Good government depends on public servants being able to give full and frank advice. I want all our public servants to have the confidence to be able to do that. And I hope the House will reflect on the importance of defending our values and principles, particularly when they are under pressure.
That's the British Prime Minister, Theresa May. Well, Boris Johnson is now in the firing line after it emerged that the ambassador decided to resign after the front-runner in the Tory leadership contest repeatedly refused to support the ambassador during a televised debate on Wednesday. Lord Peter Ricketts is a former permanent undersecretary at the British Foreign Office and Britain's former ambassador to France. He joins us from London this morning. Lord Peter Ricketts, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning.
Are you surprised that Kim Darroch has resigned? Could he have continued, do you think, in his position once those cables so critical of the Trump administration were leaked?
Well, I think whoever leaked these things, and it's a disgrace that they were leaked, must have calculated that they would produce an explosive reaction from President Trump, which they duly did, and which would undercut Kim Darroch's position. So the assumption has to be that this was designed to take him out, and it succeeded in doing that, unfortunately. I think he might have agreed to hang on if he'd had staunch support across the board from the UK. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, and the other leadership contender in the race currently going on, Jeremy Hunt, both did give him support. Boris Johnson signally failed to do so, and I think that probably sent a message to Kim that he couldn't struggle on if he didn't have full support in his capital.
So Boris Johnson in the televised Tory debate didn't leap to his defence. He instead prioritised, if you like, the relationship, the strength of the relationship between Britain and the US. But he did later describe him as a superb diplomat. Are you saying that, can I infer from your comments that if Boris Johnson didn't leak him, and the fact that the leaking of these comments from the British, from the ambassador to the US, were leaked in the middle of the Conservative Party's leadership election, that this was done in some way with Boris Johnson's knowledge or anything like that?
Well, I don't think we can say that. We're just at the beginning of a leak inquiry, which I very much hope does get to the bottom of it. But I think it's pretty clear this was a politically targeted leak. This doesn't feel like the kind of civil servant who has a moment of conscience and sends something off to a newspaper. This was a collection of Kim Darroch's reporting intended, I think, to be very embarrassing if they came out and to undermine him. So, yes, I think it was politically motivated. I can't say, of course, whether it was Boris Johnson or not, but I think whoever did it was probably calculating they'd get rid of a civil servant in Washington and get him replaced by a political appointee.
Sir Kim Darroch was previously Britain's envoy to the EU. Do you think the end game here, if your thesis is correct, your theory is correct, is that the idea was to get rid of this pro-EU ambassador in the US and put in a non-Remainer, shall we say, in the job? It's been suggested, for instance, from Nigel Farage that that's what they need next in the United States.
Indeed. I think, like everything in Britain at the moment, you have to look at this through the lens of Brexit, this terribly toxic debate that we're in the middle of, tearing our political system apart. And I think this does fall into the impact of Brexit slopping across into our civil service and the way we treat our diplomats. So, yeah, I think there was a political agenda here. It's part of a pattern because we've also had a leak a couple of months ago of a National Security Council discussion about Huawei and whether to use their kit in the 5G network. That, in the end, the leak inquiry led to the Defence Secretary, Gavin Williamson, who had to resign. This looks like another politically motivated leak. It's very toxic. It's undermining confidence in the civil service. I think that those who give their frank advice to ministers can be sure it's going to be kept confidential. And I think, therefore, you know, it has a very, very corrosive effect. And the sooner the leaker can be found, the better. And I very much hope that Sir Kim will be replaced by a a professional diplomat in Washington, not by a political appointee.
That's a nice turn of phrase, slopping across into our civil service. It really depicts it well. But what would what would be the point of this if it is indeed a push or part of a lobby to get a non-Remainer as the British ambassador to the US? I mean, presumably someone who will be supporting some kind of free trade deal with the US if once Brexit occurs. But is there any other point beyond that, or is there a sense of having someone who's going to be more predisposed to the Trump presidency itself?
Well, we're obviously all speculating because we don't know who it was and what their motive was. But I mean, I think that's basically right. Yes, I think that in the kind of Brexiteer camp in our politics here, civil servants like Sir Kim are seen as pro-European. I think that's not fair to him, but that's the case. And that somebody who was a more staunch Brexiteer and more of a political figure could perhaps be more effective in winning a free trade deal with America after Britain leaves the EU. There's a whole lot of assumptions in that, which I don't agree with. I think our American friends are notoriously unsentimental and hard-driving when it comes to trade agreements, and Australia and other countries know that very well. Nonetheless, I think that's probably was the motive behind it. It's a very bad day for the British civil service, in my view, and indeed for the country. The sooner we can somehow put this sort of toxic behaviour behind us, the better, because I think it's doing real damage.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 18 past six. Our guest is Lord Peter Ricketts, former Permanent Undersecretary at the British Foreign Office and Britain's former Ambassador to France. Theresa May remains Prime Minister for another 2 weeks. She's not, obviously, they're in the middle of a Conservative leadership contest at the moment. Would you expect her to try and appoint the next British Ambassador to the US in that time?
Well,
would she be able to?
The speculation in London this evening that she might aim to do that, to try and minimise the time between the two and to perhaps preempt a decision by the new Prime Minister. I can see some advantage in that. It's very, very rapid to do that, of course. And I think in practice, the new ambassador in Washington's got to have the Prime Minister's confidence, the new Prime Minister's confidence. So it's a possibility. I think it's a bit of a long shot. It would be a real rush, and I suppose it would be open to any new Prime Minister to undo it again. But I think it's right that everybody in the political class here signals their support for the job being filled again by another professional, and not finding that a Brexiteer political appointee is dumped in the embassy in Washington, because that would be to repay the leaking and President Trump's incendiary reaction to it. I mean, we need to show that Britain can still decide to appoint its own ambassadors of its choice and not have that taken out of our hands by another nation.
I think it's more than 100 years, isn't it, since Britain has appointed a non-professional career diplomat to the US.
Actually, no. It goes back to Jim Callaghan, the Prime Minister, who appointed, I think it was his son-in-law, in the 1960s,
right.
70s. So, but it goes back 40 years, and it's very, very unusual.
There's been a pretty furious backlash against Boris Johnson from some Conservative MPs about his lack of endorsement of Kim Darroch. Is this going to hurt Boris Johnson's chances, do you think, of becoming leader?
Well, I think there has been that backlash, not just among Conservatives, right across the political spectrum, actually, but including some Conservatives. I think it has done him some damage, because it looks like he failed to take into account, in what he said last night, the impact it would have on the integrity and the self-confidence of the civil service, and that he seemed to put the relationship with President Trump ahead of standing up for Britain and Britain's independent civil service. So I don't know whether it's going to sway the result. The result is looking like it's going his way. Many of the ballots were already being filled in by Conservative Party members anyway, because we have this bizarre leadership contest where the electorate is the 160,000 signed up members of the Conservative Party. Many of them will already have voted. But yes, I think it has made people think that that Boris Johnson has failed to think about all the angles of how he played the debate last night.
Peter Ricketts, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Lord Peter Ricketts, former Permanent Undersecretary at the British Foreign Office and Britain's former Ambassador to France. It's worth noting that Sir Simon MacDonald, who's the head of the diplomatic service in Britain, says he's bracing himself for further diplomatic leaks.